Okay.
So what would you bring to the Utah Jazz?
Just another big man to come in and help continue the long winning tradition that's already established.
Do you rehearse answers to these?
No.
You're good.
No, I didn't rehearse it. But, I mean, you know, this organization, this program has been successful for a long time. And, you know, if I was drafted by them, I would just come in and try to do what I can to keep that tradition going.
Every mock draft has you going to the Jazz. It seems like you kind of come in here and take a look around and say, well, this might be it.
I did like what I see. You know, I mean, people in the organization, you know, there's no need to say anything about them. They've already established themselves. So, you know, came in, started a little bit of the city. I see a little bit more today, but everything's been good so far.
What do you have to work on to be a good NBA player?
Everything. I mean, this level, you can never be too good at one thing. So, you know, just everything that you already have, adding what you don't have, and getting as best as you can in everything. At this level, you have to be the best you can be at every aspect.
Did you sit down with them in Chicago, or is this kind of the first chance to meet?
I did have an interview with them in Chicago, yes.
Was this more for the workout then, to come in?
Yes.
How did that go? I know it was obviously
individual. It was good, yeah, by myself, but it was a good workout, I would say.
What do you think about the idea of playing for somebody as intense and demanding as Jerry?
It works. I mean, he doesn't do it for nothing. I mean, obviously it works, and it's been working for a long time. I mean, I've never, you know, cared to play for different types of coaches. I mean, any coach that has given to me, I'm just going to come and ask and do what he's asked me to do. That's all.
Is their system a good fit for your skill set?
I believe so.
Have you ever crossed paths with any of the guys on this team? Anybody you know personally?
I mean, I played against Wesley Matthews in the Big East. He played for Marquette. I went to Georgetown, but other than that, I don't. I know Costa from high school, going to the All-American camps and stuff like that, but other than those two, I don't really know anyone.
You could have come out last season. What made you decide to go back, and was that a good decision in hindsight for you?
Just mentally, I wasn't ready. I knew I wasn't ready to make the jump to this level. And this year, I think I matured a lot and chose to make the jump.
Is there a BYU tie in your family?
Yes, my uncle did play in BYU late 80s, early 90s.
Has he told you about his time there?
He said he loved it. He said he loved it here. He loved the city. He said if he had a chance, he would come visit, and I'm pretty sure he's came back many times.
What do you consider your range to be? Five to
10-ish? I'm very comfortable shooting from the college three-point line.
No. I mean, in the draft.
Oh, in the draft.
Five picks, number 10 picks.
I don't know. Wherever the chips fall, I don't know. I just want the opportunity to play in this league.
Several big guys, you know, that could go in the top 10. What sets you apart from the other guys?
I don't know. That's for them to figure out. I think I'm a little bit more versatile. You know, that's about it. I mean, everybody's good at this stuff. Everybody's a draft is a good player. Everybody brings something different. So it's just about, you know, what different teams are looking for.
Do you see yourself as a power forward or center at the NBA level?
I mean, power forward, center. Try not to slot myself in one position. You know, and just feel like I'm a basketball player, and whatever position I'm asked to play, that's the position I'm going to play.
You know, the Jazz have, obviously, Carlos is a free agent, and Memo, of course, hurt. Does it seem like there might be a need here for a guy like you?
I can't answer that question. That's something you might have to ask the coaches at the front office.
What do you think has been your biggest change?